Wall Street is not the only victim of the credit crisis. The state of California, one of the top 10 economies in the world, is in trouble. The Los Angeles Times quoted Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger today as saying his state needs an emergency loan from the federal government of $7 billion if there is not a clear resolution to this financial crisis. He wrote that in a letter to Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson. Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren is here now. She's chair of the California Democratic Congressional Delegation. And how soon, Congresswoman, will the state of California need this $7 billion?
Well, what Bill Lockyer, the state treasurer, is telling us and what the governor is telling us is that we are in real trouble right now. Lockyer has said that we will not be able to meet payroll by the end of this month unless something is done to unfreeze the credit markets. You know, the state is creditworthy. I mean, it's the eighth largest economy in the world, but they've been unable to obtain the normal short-term financing to meet cash flow needs. And when the state runs out of money, that means that cities and counties and school districts also run out of money.
Has the state ever had to do this before, go to the federal government and say, we need money now? Help us.
I think this is unprecedented. And certainly the state ordinarily would be solving their cash flow needs out of the regular market, not from the federal government. What the governor is saying is that he would be asking the federal government to serve that role for the state of California. If this is happening in California, my guess would be that it's happening in other states as well. It's not about the stock market going up and down. It's about credit freezing around the world.
You voted for the bailout package on Monday.
I did.
And you'll vote again yes today?
I will, although I'm pretty peeved at the Senate for putting in the baloney tax extension. I mean, I can't believe that the Senate did that. I mean, how disgusting. But we're over a barrel. We've got to hold our nose. You know, we can't let the state of California go belly up financially.
There is a real risk, though, Congresswoman, that even if the House passes this, it goes through, the president signs it, that it won't help, that it won't unfreeze the credit markets.
We're still going to have a problem. I mean, there's no question that there's already layoffs. There's going to be an economic decline. There's going to be a recession. The question is how deep, and you know, is this going to be a catastrophe or is it just going to be bad? This is not the last thing we're going to have to do. We've got $2.1 trillion in non-prime mortgages about to reset in the next 18 months, many of which will go into foreclosure unless there is a mechanism for those homeowners who could meet obligations to renegotiate with their lenders. Now, there was a bubble in the housing market. That's going to be deflated. But the question is, are we going to go off a cliff or is there going to be a gradual decline and then a settling down? And that's what we hope to achieve.
Democratic California Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.